What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Monday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Perrault. You guys know you can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt, follow Betting Pros on Twitter at Betting Pros. We're here wherever you get your audio podcasts, YouTube for the video with the Betting Pros YouTube channel, and we're always being brought to you by BetMGM. If you forget the offer, it's always on the YouTube. $10 to win $150, a $10 bet to win $150 on any event. Use that promo code JUICE150 when you sign up for a new account and you get $150 just for placing a $10 bet at BetMGM or BetMGM.com. All right, so yesterday, good day. We could have had a great day. The Browns, man. Talk about the brutal backdoor there. Because if the Ravens do not score that late touchdown, well, we're going to have a 4-0 sweep of our one unit bets on the day. Instead, it goes to a 3-1 mark, 3-1 mark on the player props. So a 6-2 day overall. Very good. And we carry over for a parlay, for a teaser from Sunday to Monday, Sunday night football, Monday night football. We tease the Bears up here to 17 plus 17 that hit. And now we're sitting here with a plus 8.5 bet going for the Rams on Monday Night Football against the Arizona Cardinals. So good Sunday heading into a Monday. And I've got three bets to give you guys here on Monday Night Football. It is just like last week. It's the best game of the weekend, right? I mean, this is a phenomenal game between the Cardinals at home taking on the LA Rams. This is a huge game for this division. And it's one of the real fun things. Start looking at standings, man. That's why that loss for the Bills yesterday was so damaging. The Patriots now have a 2-game lead. And the Bills are 7-6, and the Patriots have a game in hand up against Buffalo. It's really a 2.5 game lead on Buffalo with a 9-4 record for the Patriots, 7-6 for the Buffalo Bills. But you look at the division out west, Cardinals are 10-2. If they win this, that's it. I mean, that's it. That's the division. So they'll have beaten the Rams twice. Rams will be 8-5, and they'll have basically they'll lost both games. So it really would be a 4-game lead for the Cardinals over the Rams, and that's it. I mean, the division's over. They're 4-0 in the division. They're 6-2 against the conference. They have a plus 119 point differential, which is outstanding. And the Rams come in 8-4. They're 4-2 on the road this year, straight up. Cardinals are only 3-2 at home, by the way, this year, but they are 1-2 against the division, 5-3 against the conference, and they have a plus 66 point differential, which you think would be higher than that, given the fact that the Rams defense has been so good, so highly touted. They've made so many moves, right? So many big time players on that defensive front, but we really just haven't seen it out of this Rams defense. It's been good. It hasn't been elite. And well, they're going to have to be maybe not elite, but they're going to have to be really good tonight. And I'm a little concerned about it, but because their backs are against the wall, this is a 5-7 team in the Rams against the spread. Cardinals are 9-3 against the spread, but just 2-3 at home against the number for the Cardinals. Sean McVay is 4-0 against the spread on the road at Arizona over his last four games, and he's 4-0 straight up. This is a place where McVay really has owned the Cardinals. So look, this team right now, we have the teaser carrying over from 2.5. We teased it up to 8.5. Okay, so we have plus 8.5 sitting right there, full unit bet, waiting for the Rams to go ahead and just lose the game by 7 points. Okay, however, I think there is real value here of betting on the Rams on the money line. And I think the Rams, they have to win this game. Stafford has got to prove himself. They've got to run the football here tonight, and they've got to take care of the football and not turn the ball over. All right. The Rams are scoring 28 points per game. Cardinals just giving up 18 points per game. Cardinals are scoring 28 points per game. Rams are giving up 22 points per game. This, to me, is really going to come down to whether or not this Arizona passing attack, it's going to be able to pick apart the Rams secondary. Second best passing attack in the NFL at 7.9 yards per pass play. They throw for 244 yards per game. That's 11th best in the NFL. And the Rams give up 238 yards per game. That's middle of the pack. 16th best in the NFL, 6.5 yards per pass play. That's 11th best in the NFL. It's not great. And it's one of those things where, man, turnovers are going to be a really big factor in this game. The Rams cannot give the football ball away. They've been giving the ball away 1.2 times per game. They can't do that here. Stafford cannot throw interceptions, cannot get picked off by this defense, which currently ranks eighth in the NFL in opposing interception percentage. It just, it happens too much, and Stafford in big games chokes too much. But I'm going to ride here. I'm going to get behind the Rams at plus 120 because I think the Rams are going to be able to run the football, establish the run, use play action. And I just think Sean McVay is going to have something here for Matthew Stafford so he doesn't turn the football over. I mean, this really comes down to Stafford's inability or his typical Stafford type of throws where he's throwing the ball up under pressure, making stupid throws. Run the ball. Don't have it all be on the quarterback. Figure out what to do. There are no rushing props right now, by the way, for the Rams. There's no rushing props. They don't know what to do with this. It looks like Sony Michel is going to be the running back here. Henderson as well. But like, you know, what do we do here? You gotta get those guys running. You gotta get those guys going. But the books aren't putting up props on either one because I don't think they know what to do with either one as to who's going to go with what. Guys are a bit banged up. We'll see what happens come game time here for who's going to be available for the Rams to run the football. But, you know, Henderson is on the IR. So, yeah, so he's not playing. So it's Sony Michel's. He's out, right? So that's why there's not a prop up on Sony Michel. So Henderson's out. So run the ball with Michel. Try to figure out a way to not have big mistakes, Cooper Kupp and whatnot. Plus 120. So I'm sitting on plus 8.5 already, right? Teasing it up. Let's just take a half unit and take a flyer on the money line, right? Rams backs against the wall. They've got to win here. And this was a brutal weekend for the books. Brutal. They got killed. So you could say everything kind of rolling over here. Everyone's got the Cardinals in their money line parlays. Everyone had the Packers. Everyone had the Browns. I mean, it was not everybody, but a lot of people had the Browns. It was a really, really bad, bad night for the books. I mean, at one point, I think every favorite covered except for two, and nobody really wanted to get involved. I forget, there were a couple of dog plays that the public liked that even when the dog won, it hurt the books. So just an awful day for the books. Rolling on into here under the Cardinals. The Cardinals win big. It's going to be really bad for the books here. So let's just kind of ride on the side of the sports books. We already have plus 8.5 for a full unit. So if that comes in, let's just do a play here. Rams plus 120 for a half a unit. So if you trailed me when it came to the Bills plus 17 and you've got this teaser with the Rams going tonight at plus 8.5, you can do a same game teaser if you want on this, but I'm not touching the total because I think the game goes over, but I don't know if the game goes over. It could be one of those funky games where everyone thinks points happen and then points don't happen. So not comfortable with the way, and I haven't been betting totals for a while now. I've really just tried to stay away from betting totals and it's been pretty successful for me not to do that. So we've had a couple of back-to-back good Sundays, a couple of back-to-back good Mondays. Let's get the Rams money line at plus 120, half a unit, and the Rams plus 8.5 for a full unit here and take down 1.5 units out of this thing here, really 1.6 units out of this thing here tonight with the Rams at the Cardinals. Everyone's going to be on the Cardinals, okay? Everyone. It's going to be a monster public play, monster. And line's not going to three. Watch that. Remember that? Everyone's on one side. Line's not going to three. Warning signs. That's when our flags, our sirens go off. Pay attention to what's going on here. Okay. Two props to get into. Not going to get too crazy. Kyler Murray is running. Kyler Murray is healthy and Kyler Murray is scoring touchdowns. Kyler Murray, anytime touchdown at plus 165 quarter unit. I'm going to go with a flyer on that. Maybe a little bit of a hedge here by taking two bets on the Cardinals in case their offense really gets after it. But you have that pass rush that gets up the field for the Rams. That's where Murray gets loose. He scored a rushing touchdown in the first game. I think he scores a rushing touchdown here in the second game. Kyler Murray, anytime touchdown at plus 165. And DeAndre Hopkins at BetMGM. You can find this number at 58.5. It's the number one prop bet cheat sheet pick here for this. They're projecting D-Hop to go over 70 yards receiving, 58.5 yards receiving for DeAndre Hopkins up against this secondary for the Rams that can be exploited. You can get after it. You can throw the ball on these guys. Their secondary is it's okay. It's not great. As we've talked about a lot here, their pass rush has not been as great as you would have liked it to have been. You can throw on these guys. If they're giving up 238 yards per game, DeAndre Hopkins going to be one of the main weapons here for this Cardinals passing attack. D-Hop over 58 and a half yards receiving at minus 115. Yes, I understand that you could see some guys in the secondary, Ramsey and whatnot, could be stuck on him, but let's see if you get one or two big plays, get him in the slot, get him, you know, on a quick screen or something, and he goes off and gets us 58 and a half yards receiving. Okay, so that's what we're doing here. Really, it's four plays going into the night, but really I'm going to take three here officially. Okay. Rams money line plus 120, half a unit. Kyler Murray anytime touchdown plus 165, quarter unit. And DeAndre Hopkins over 58 and a half yards receiving at minus 115 for a quarter unit. One unit in play, really two units in play because of the teaser here rolling into Monday Night Football. I really like doing that, by the way. I'm going to do more of that as we go through the rest of the year, teasing Monday night and Sunday night. It's fun to have the link. I've been pretty successful doing it. I like that. I'm going to do more of that coming up here on a Monday. All right. A lot going with the Rams here. Rams get blown out. could be kind of a bummer day, but maybe we get both prop bets and it comes back and we get a little bit back on it. But I like that 8.5 a lot. Rams money line for a half a unit. Let's see what happens. My name is Matt Peralta. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast. Always being brought to you by BetMGM.